I'm Megan Scott. Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. Today's show is about trials. Scientific discovery is typically fueled by people who try and try and try until they discover something, find something. This happens at corporate research and development, at universities, and sometimes in basement workshops. And Zach Seward is here. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Megan.
And you're going to take us to one such basement.
That's right. So I found a Philadelphia inventor. He's working on the fringes of physics.
So what's his story?
Well, it's basically a story of a guy who says he's onto something.
Yeah, Fran McCabe, and I am a somewhat screwball inventor, but I'm trying to give up the screwball side of things.
What's his background?
He studied mechanical engineering at Drexel, but dropped out. Then he flew planes in the Navy. Then he started a fire control business in the late 60s.
You would pressurize the non-fire zones, and you would depressurize the fire zones. I patented all the equipment that it takes to do that kind of stuff.
So he's been successful, but he's not an established scientist?
Right. No PhD, no master's, no nothing. He'll be the first to tell you that. But definitely a smart guy, you know, a successful entrepreneur, a maker, a doer. His work on airfoils helped start this small wind turbine company in Bucks County a few years ago. In all, he's got about 100 patents to his name, actually.
So what's he working on these days?
Well, his passion is gyroscopes.
Gyroscopes.
Yeah, you know, maybe you've played with them as a kid. They kind of look like globes that rotate and spin around an axis. And they do these things that seem kind of unreal. I mean, they also do actual things. They're really good at keeping a steady orientation. So they're mostly used for navigation, everything from cruise ships to space shuttles. But McCabe's gyroscopes are all about power and motion. He thinks they can be an energy game changer.
Now we put the voltage up to about something like that. And now this starts to precess.
You can hear the sparks flying there. What's going on?
Yeah, that's just one of the many homemade machines in McCabe's basement. He lives in the Mount Airy neighborhood of Philadelphia, and his devices all do similar but different things, harnessing gyroscopes to do stuff.
NASA is looking at this principle.
Some might be able to launch something really fast. Some make compressed air for powering things. He's working on a bunch of stuff, but the thing he sees the most potential in is what he calls a dynamo.
Where is he taking us?
Okay, we're going out behind the garage, and there's this dynamo thing, which is basically a big metal disc hanging kind of like a tire swing. It's about 3 feet across, mounted on an axle at the center of the disc, which is attached to the wooden patio above.
This has 1.2, it's a real small motor.
That motor gets the contraption spinning, and a quick shove gets it rotating off the ground. McCabe says the dynamo puts out way more energy than he puts in.
So once this thing's spinning, you could then ultimately, you're saying power a house if you could do it.
That's what I'm trying to do, but this won't do it because this is working just to handle its own weight. Now what you got to do is trick this thing out of handling its own weight and make it do work.
He still has to figure that part out, but here's the kicker with McCabe's devices so far. He says they can output as much as 1,000 times the energy you put in.
That sounds amazing, but where's the but?
Sounds cool, yeah, but according to physics, it's also entirely impossible.
Science is a delicate balance between bold conjectures, often seemingly outrageous ones, and then the hard-headed skepticism that tests it against the hard lessons of experience and experiment.
So that's Donald Simonic. He's an emeritus professor of physics at Lock Haven University in Pennsylvania.
In every mechanism that has ever been made, the energy is strictly conserved. You never get out more than you put in.
Simonic is also the founder of the Museum of Unworkable Devices. It's a website, actually, of inventions that are just too good to be true.
Is that where we're going to find McCabe's dynamo?
It would definitely qualify, because it's an over-unity device, and unity is this principle where you can only ever get, at best, a one-to-one ratio of input to output. Now, remember how McCabe says his device just trounces that ratio? That's the same idea behind perpetual motion machines.
Because you could use some of that excess energy and feed it into the input, and you'd have a machine that's producing energy without any external input at all. Wouldn't that be great? But nature doesn't work that way.
So Simonic definitely thinks this is never going to work. What do you think?
Well, it's cool stuff, and I'd like to believe in it, but All evidence suggests it just can't work. Most folks would call it pseudoscience. McCabe would say, with gyroscopes, you get something totally different from the norm. They behave in different ways and aren't fully understood. Simonic, on the other hand, would say he's just made a mistake in his calculations and that McCabe is just the latest in a long line of inventors captivated by this bogus idea of free energy or perpetual motion machines.
But even if McCabe never finds what he's looking for, isn't there a value in the quest, in the continuous trying and pushing the boundaries?
Yeah, you could see it that way. I mean, there's all these famous sort of accidental inventions, from penicillin to Teflon, all sorts of stuff that was sort of found along the way. You know, even now there's whole societies of people doing peer-reviewed science on subjects that are far outside the mainstream. But on the other hand, there's whole societies of skeptics who say these scientists and inventors should stick to what they call the realm of the possible.
The thing that fascinated me, though, about McCabe is that he just continues to try, even though everybody says it's not going to work. Why? Why does he continue?
I mean, it's pretty much the same motivation many scientists feel. The idea is that a new invention can benefit mankind. It's something that McCabe agrees with, but I did ask him about it.
Like, what's the goal? What's the point when you're doing stuff like this?
Well, when you get into something that you have this gift, like whether you want to say from God, aliens, or whatever you think about those kind of things, that you have this intuition. And people have it. It's abundant. Everybody has it. Some people use it, polish it off a little bit, but you intuit that there's something better than what is out there.
And that's the point of contention, whether there's room for this raw intuition in science. Most would say no, but some are always going to keep saying yes.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Micah.